this. Hey, test him, obey the Mishnah again. Hamoitzi Eitzim, they lavashu beitakala. What's the shear to carry out Eitzim on Shabbos? That's enough Eitzim to be able to cook an egg, a chicken egg. And like Rashi says, the beitakala kabamapurish, shezeh beitzatan, a girl with me, the chicken egg, sheikala lavashu, that's the easiest egg to cook. Well, lay be shear cold baits, you don't have to be able to cook up the whole egg. No, shear ala kagregish me beitakala. Enough that you could cook up the size of a gregris from this egg. If you cook up, if you have enough wood to make the fire to cook up the size of a gregris, that's a date of an egg, you'll be chayiv. If you carry it out on Shabbos. Right, the tavlin is a litful beit sekalim. How much spice? Enough spice that you can spice a small egg, an easy egg, or chicken egg. When we start from zem ze, a few spices I'm start together, as a shear, to spice the egg, you chayiv for it. Klip yagazim, klip remindim, istanis, upuam, these are things that you make dye with. You dye these and you soak in water and it comes out with dye. If they're litzvoya, then they can cut them pisavkon. Enough material here that you can make dye in order to dye a small beggar that you use on top of a hole. Meiraglayim, how much meiraglayim, which we use for cleaning the godim, rels nasa, burias, kamulia, viashlov, these are different types of materials that you use for soap to clean the godim with. Is gdeilachabes, they could cut them pisavkon. If you have enough soap that you can clean a small beged, that's a chosh of a shear of soap, you'd be chayv if you carry it out on Shabbos. You need enough soap to be able to clean off a kesem of an isha that's found dam on a begodim to wash off that dam, that you need a little bit more soap. If you have that amount of soap, that's a chosh of a shear to be chayv on Shabbos. So the more t'nim echad is zimno, konik v'elasas kumis, im hoya av, oim rusum v'elvashu beitakala. We learned already this shear once that a piece of wood, a reed, if mitchila reed is oimei to make a pen, but let's say the reed is too thick or else it has cracks on it, then it's a shear levashu beitakala, enough to cook up a small egg. Shebebeitzim trufa, that the egg was ready, a scrambled egg, or nesun v'yilk was put into the pot already. So we see already the shear of wood is to be able to cook, to make enough fire to be able to cook up an egg. Only reeds, a reed is not roy for anything else, only for cooking. Avalatsim, but a small piece of wood. It's roy to be made teeth of a lock. Used to make locks, and inside the lock there are pieces of wood that would like the teeth for the lock. So I would think wood is choshu even a smaller piece for that. I feel a kosho kamashlo known that the equal wood is aimed for is for burning. And you need enough wood to be able to make enough fire to be able to cook a chicken egg. Right, the tavlin gdei lavat litlit for beitakala. How much spice? You need enough salt that you use to shear to tovol a small egg. Small egg. For the more mini, tavlin shnayim legimel shemus v'minechet. We have different type of tavlins, but they all come from the same type of an issa. They're all like an issa ola. Oy mishloi sheminim v'sheinechet. Well, three different types, and they have one shame. Is asurim. All these spices are rosser. Or mitstarfim. The zeim ze. And if you eat a chatzi shear of spice of orla and another chatzi shear, and together you have a shear of the two spices, yichayim. Start from zim zim. So far it's good like the Mishnah. So v'yom achiskiya b'mina mesikishonu. What type of spices are mitzuruf together? Only if they're both spices that come and work together, they're both makik the kedera, they're both sweetened. They sweeten the kedera. So since there are two types of sugars, they're both used for the same purpose, that's what yichayim for. Is why hoy over royal lamate kadera, that it can be used together to sweeten the tavshon. For more time, more the chos lamate gets a kadera. Why do you say that two tavlins are mitzaref together for shear to be chayiv if you eat it? If they're both from orlo, of course they use for the same purpose. Is mashmo lav hochi? Is it not the two type of spices that are sweet? No, one sweet and one sour. Loi, they're not mitzaref together. And the chur al mishnah is mashmo all type of spices are mitzaref together. So tomorrow night, hochinam chos lamate. I'll tell you, Al Mishnah also, that it says the spices are start together, it's only you have two different types of sugars. So they're both used for the same purpose. They both come to sweeten the tavshon. So then we say the shear between together, you could sweeten an egg, yichayi for. If you have a sweetener and a sour thing, they wouldn't even start together. You have two different shearim, and you'll only be chayiv if you have a shear of each one. Right, the Mishnah says, klipei agoizim. What's the shear for carrying out the shells of nuts? Or else klipei rimonim, the shells of pomegranates. Or else satim upua. These are also different type of grass, things that grow, that you use for dyeing them. On the side here, Rashi in the Mishnah says, satis is krub, seva kamoit chilas, a type of a blue dye. And pua is varnsa, So it's on Eser Shetsoifim Boy Odom, type of a grass that they use to dye red with. These are also two different types of things they use for dyeing. That's Satis Upoyim. Is Kdele Tzvoya Begat Totem. The Mishnah says, what's Choshim to carry out dye? Dye is Choshim enough to be able to dye a small Begat, a Begat Totem. For the Gemara Kasher, Remino, Avakash on you. We asked before, Hamoitzi Samonim Shuruyim. Let's say you carry out dye that's already made. Is our Mishnah talking about the raw material you're first going to make the dye from? Has you have to take this klipia goizim, klipia remainim, and soak it in water first to make the dye. That's our Mishnah talking about. But here the Mishnah we had before was Hamoitzi Samonim Shuruyim. You have already the finished dye, the dye that's finished already. How much dye do you have to take out this choshet to the chayef for Shabbos? Teletzvoya behen dug malirim. Enough dye that you could dye a small piece of wool that you use to show off like a sample of wool, which is a much smaller shear than our Mishnah that says in order to dye a whole small begit. The Chorot Sestira, Trashi Dugmalira, Ma'at Semer, a little piece of wool. Shul Kimin Dugma, it's only like a sample. Shemara Hatseva Labalabayas, you want to show how the dye looks. Kizeh. Do you want this color? Do you want that color? Vukaden liten bira shokono shogardi shurimu. It's a very small shear. So go to theorem. Before we had this shear was a very small amount of wool. How much dye you need to dye a small piece of wool? And here we're saying need these materials to be able to make a dye to dye a whole beggar, a whole small beggar. And the Gemara hit malom. Amar Rav Nachman, Amar Rav Abahua, teretz poshet lefi shein adam terech. It depends. Here we're talking about you have the raw material, you have the klipei agoizim, you have the shell nuts. Now, in order to make the dye, you have to work hard and put these shells into water and let them soak overnight till it comes into dye. That's a hard malacha. So people don't do this malacha unless it's a choshev ishir that you come out with a lot of dye. But to get a little bit dye, it's not kedai to do such a malacha. That's why our Mishnah says, how much material do you have to have? How much klipim? How much asitis do you have to have? Enough to be able to make enough dye to dye a small begit. But over there, the Mishnah is talking about you have dye that was already made before Shabbos. You have finished dye. You're carrying out the dye itself. Dye is chashiv. A person is machshiv a small amount of dye because he could dye a small sample to show to people. Therefore, if you have the dye already all made, you're chayiv for carrying out a small amount of the dye. Because that much dye is chashev to you. So if you're carrying out the raw material that you make the dye from, it's not chashev to a person to start making the dye unless he has enough material to make a lot of dye, that he could dye a begat cotton. That's our Mishnah Shia. So Drashi Lishrois, Umas Nisin, Bishenim Shruin. We're talking about you have these shot nails, the nutshells, or you have the pomegranate shells that they're not into dye yet. The Abol Lishrois, now you're first coming to soak these shells into water. Is any sharapochus mechdei begat kotim? People not matriach themselves to soak it in water to make the dye unless they can make enough dye for begat kotim. Right, the Mishnah says meiraglayim. What's the shear for carrying out meiraglayim? The shear is if you could wash out a small begat. They used to use meiraglayim as good soap, cleaning the begodim, so to clean a small begat. So the Maratona, the Brisa says meiraglayim ad ben memyoim. So Pasha means ad ben, if you go the word ben, it means a child when he's 1 day old until he's 40 days old. A little baby's meiraglayim, that's a shear, that's what's good for soap. But for an adult, it wouldn't apply. That's if you go the word ben. His Taisha says you're not going the word ben, and the Goris the Bachos takes it out ben. The Taisha says, ain't girs the zoo nechayna. The mashma is show cotton ben men yoim. Only talking about a cotton 40 days old, his meiraglayim is good for soap. Which meraglaim are we talking about there that's good to wash over a kesem? If an isha saw her dam nida on the begodim, we want to know with dam nida, we have to take 7 type of soaps and wash the begad one after another, and if the dam comes there off, then we know it was dam nida. And one of them is meraglaim, and the Gemara class, which meraglaim? The godel or the cotton? Mizokim, so you see, even an older person's meraglayim also helps us soap. Yistagasi kol mem yoim. V'yaneru dosam namitani meraglayim shechemitzu kam mechemitzu shosh yoim. Therefore, Toys has the gears, the Nezuka Swan, the Gassin, and ad men yoim. The migimu yoim ad mem ma'avirin oisim ala kesim. Avotech gimul yachem mem e ma'avirin. It just means from the third day until the 40th day, when the meraglayim came out of the person, that meraglayim then is good for soap. Mashenka, in the first 3 days, it's no good. It's not machmet yet. It doesn't get its strength. And after 40 days, the strength went away. So the meraglayim comes out of the person after 3 days and up until 40 days, that's his mind when it could be used for soap. And if he carried out then on Shabbat Yechayim, enough of it, a shear that could clean a small baby. Fight the Nasser, another type of the soap. Tone Nasser Alexandrius. Dafke Nasser comes from Alexandrius. Voloi Nasser on Naftirin. And that Nasser comes from the place on Naftirin. It's Rashi Tzemokim. Not from Nasser comes from that place. In that place, Nasser is not Choshev, he can't use the soap. So it's a different shear. That is, Mishnah says the shear on Nasser is to clean the beggars from the soap that comes from Achsandis. Boiris, another type of the soap. Omer Rav Yehuda. Zechoil. It means poshut sand. They used to use sand to rub the begodim on. It also helps to clean the beggar. It's the shear to clean the small beggars. So the more about Tanya, ha boiris yachoil. Abraika says no. There's boiris and there's achoil. So you see, achoil is not the pshat and boiris. They're two separate things. Ela my boiris. What's the pshat and boiris? Kibraisa. It means kibraisa. Another type of material. So some type of clay that comes out of the ground that you use for a soap. For the more mace, have a cash on this. Hoisifu alayim, the amoisa von Yisurah Shvias. Strashilinian Shvias. Shiloh, which peiris are also on Shvias? Peiris that grows on Shvias has Kedusha Shvias with it. You're not allowed to do Schera, you can't do Rafu with it. The Torah only gave Heti, you're allowed to eat the fruits. The fruits that grow by themselves on Shvias, you're allowed to eat. It has Kedusha Shvias to it. So I see for Leim the gate by softly said even more fruits. Have Kedusha, Hachalvitin, Vahalinun, Vahaburius, Vioil. It says a burius and oil, all these things has Kedusha Shrias on it. Shrasha Chavitzin, Lutruyin, Valunin, Lana, no, whatever this is. Vahaburius, Vioil. Now these Sakodajas Kibraisa, if you want to say the title from Burius, is Kibraisa, Fred Gemara Kibraisa, Yisle Vishvias. Does this brisa, whatever this type of a growth, does this have a nisa shvius on it? V'yotanan, we learned, zeh haklal, this is the klal by shvius. Kol sheyesh le ikur, yesh le shvius. Anything that has an ikur, that means that Rashi, kol sheyesh le ikur, she nishrash boris, it's like grows in the ground. It has to have shroshim, it has to have roots. Something that grows in the ground, that has klusha shvius. Lufi daite to nisa de gassinu, sech le bozera, dove shem le shervishu. Before Rashi types up Kibriyasa Gophius, type of a sofa. The word sofa doesn't have any shroshim, doesn't grow in the ground. You calculate the Brice to say that they gave Kedusha Shvias to Burius. If you're going to tell me Burius is this Kibriyasa, which means a type of a sofa, that's something clay that comes out of the ground, it's not something that grows. And here the Brice says the only time you have an Issa Shvias is only on something that's Nishrash Burius. It has to have shroshim, it has to have roots growing into the ground. So this bird, this briyasa, has no roots. And the Brisa says that Burius has Kedusha Shvias on it. So Churat Saraya, Burius cannot mean Kibriyasa. It's Shve. And the Gemara, Ela, my Burius, what do you have to say? Burius is a holo. Another type, some type of a growth, a type of a leaf that's called a holo. I spent more about Tanya about Burius v'Holo. It says both these things, Burius and Holo, Mashmah are two different things. And that's part of this mission, this Braisa about Shvias. It says, Meisve, you see, for Leim, Achavitzim, Vel Yenim, about Burius v'Oil. You see, Burius is one thing, and oil is another thing. And both these types of growth, these types of vegetables, both of them have an Issa Shvias on it. So, Akoporim and Shvias, how could we say the Taicha Burius is a Holo? Here the Braisa says the two separate things. There's Burius and Holo. And the Gemara, you have to answer, El Tre Gav Neholo. It's like a true. There are like two types of mushroom, like two types of cabbages. Cabbage. There's a different types of lettuce. There's Roman lettuce. There's this type of lettuce. There's a type of a lettuce, but it's two different types. So Burius and Holo is in the same family. They're both maybe types of lettuces. Just one is Burius and one is a Holo. I'm not saying it's lettuce. It's some type of a growth. What?
Can we say the same about coal, like we said before? Maybe two different
types. Well, no, this is Emes. I'm saying, otherwise this is the pshat.
Yeah, I don't have any case
cholah. All right. Not to shlugged up. You don't have 2 minutes cholah, but here are past 2 minutes. Taita kumilya. The Mishnah says another type of a soap, something you use to clean the begodim, is kumilya. Omer Rav Yehuda Sholav Dutz. Plush life, putting in, pulling out. You put in, pull out. That's called Sholav Dutz. Shrashi lo yisparish avakach shmoy. He doesn't know why they called this soap this name, but that's the name. Sholav Dutz. If you want to know where you're going to find this soap, what is this familiar? People call it soap called Sholav Dutz. It's Sholav Dutz means putting in, putting out. Maybe it comes from the way you rub the begodim. When you want to clean your begodim, you rub it back and forth. You pull it in, pull it out. That's the name, that's what it's called, this type of soap. Ashlig, Mishnah says another type of a soap. Ashlig, or Mashmuel, Shel Tinu Lachol Nechusa Yoma. I asked all the people that go in the ship, all the shipmen, the Yomuli, Shunur Shemaya. The name is Shununa, that's its name. That's the name of Ashlig. Umishtakech, where do I find this material, this type of a soap? The Nuk for the Maganisa. In the holes where you find the pearls. If they find the pearls, we're in the ocean. In the holes where you find the pearls, that's where you find this soap there also. Omasculate, people take out the soap, the ramso de pazlo, with an iron, with a piece of iron, with a nail made out of iron. Some people have iron, that's how you get out this type of the soap. That's what ashlig is.
Like
an oyster. Ramso de pazlo, for a leaf, a needle or a nail from metal. That's what they use to take out the soap. Kids said, in the Gemara's time, these soaps were shriach. So the shia to be chayiv for carrying out soap is a shia that you could wash a small beggar. That's a chosh of a shia to be chayiv for a Shabbos. She tells you, Elias Shekashi, about choyl. The trey gav ni hola. Liyel de lashon, the trey gav ni choyl. Mishom de kimlo de leka bu trey gav onim. The more new, there's no two types of choyl. But two types of a hola that you have. So the Mishnah. Palpeles. What's the shear to be chayiv for papeles? They say it's not really our pepper, it's maybe a different type of pepper, longer pepper. Kol shehu, even for the smallest amount of pepola, for a pepper, you chayiv for carrying it out. So the Gemara is going to explain, what is it roi for? What hanor do you have from a small amount of pepper? Shrashi papeles kol shehu. Vi ein lai pilpul shalon, it doesn't mean our portion of peppers. Because our peppers are oimed for eating. Something that's oimed for eating, the shear of an oichel to be chayiv in the rice is always the shear of a gregris. You take less than the grape, it's your pepper. Here the Mishnah says, Yechayif for koshu, yet there's a special type of a pepper. Lugmama farish koshu lo maichazi. What do people use? A small amount. The itroin type of a nef, the itroin is koshu. Also, itroin, any little bit is koshu, if you use it, Yechayif for a koshu of itroin. Right, the minei besomim, if you carry out different type of some perfumes, or minei matchis, or else carrying out different pieces of metal, you should know koshu. Kolshen, as much as you have, you chayy for. Shrashi mini matzis kolshen, royal a darbin cotton. It's royal to make a small spike. A darbin uses what you a piece of metal you use to move the animals with. So a small piece of metal you could use to move things with, to make the animals move with. So now how small it is, it's usable. Meyatne ha-mizbeach. From the mizbeach in the base of Migdash, if you have one of the stones come off it, and you want to carry it out now on Shabbos, what's the shear? Or else, me'efram is beach. The dust, the dirt that comes off the mizbeach. Or else, mekak svarim. If you have svarim that a worm ate up the part of the page, and like the mekak means the part that got room there. The dust of this svarim. Or else, mekak mitzvachaseim. Or else, if you have the mafkechus, means the cover of a sefer Torah. The covers of this svarim. If a worm ate them up, and you have the wormy part of it now, the dust of it, it's kolshu. No matter how much of that you carry out on Shabbos, that's the chosher of a thing, and you chayiv even for kolshu. Why you chayiv on a kolshu? Is it Rashi? Mekak svorim, achilas tilas, means what a worm eats up in your sefer, achilas svorim, or merakfon, they get the room, or shmei mekak, that's what it's called. Shematzniyan oysel agoinzen, or the Mishnah said the time, shematzniyan oysel agoinzen, because people hide these small amounts which are supposed to be going at it. And since it came out of a sefer, it has kedusha. So, man, if you have a small piece of the makaka, the sefer is supposed to be gone with it. So it's choshev to you. You can't stop throw it away. You have to hide it and bury it. So therefore, if you carry it out on Shabbat Yichayev, it's called something choshev. Aga the tainif nis gemaru hu adin, if you bind your svarim, and when if they drill a hole through the sefer, so the dust that comes through the sefer chur tarn geniza, like that dust is mamashal mishni a makak. It's the dust that comes out of the sefer. The what is, it has the same sefer and it has kedusha on it. So now if you went and drilled a hole through it, or here we're talking about the worm ate through, so what he ate through, that dust, has like kedushas turn genizim. That's why to carry out on Shabbat Shichayim. Kerhua did if you bind your swarm, the makat that comes out, you also try and be makat to not to stand throw it away, to be gone with it, or to be knowing some kedusha with it, like a page of a Gemara. Why would you say that? No, Shemai Makak, that's the name of this thing. The name of the recovering is called Makak. Yeah, no. Lad Lach Hashem, no. Right, the Yehudi line there, Af HaMoitzi Mishamshi Avodah Zorah. If somebody carries out on Shabbos, not on Avodah Zorah itself, but the Mishamshi means the materials, the plates they use to serve their Avodah Zorah, or the broom they do to clean the Avodah Zorah with, they carry out the Mishamshi Avodah Zorah with a kol shuas choshi v'chayi. Why? Shenema, the Torah says, L'yidbak v'yotcha mumma menacherim. The Torah says in Israel, Avodah Zorah, you can't have anything to do with the Avodah Zorah. No matter how much small the Avodah Zorah is, or the Mishamshi Avodah Zorah are, you're not allowed to use it to have enough from it. So since the Torah gave an Isser on even the smallest amount, the smallest broom there is, if you use these things to clean the Avodah Zorah, the Torah asked it, so since the Torah asked it to write it something kosher, therefore be carried out on Shabbos Yechayim. So Drashi, Muma, Alma, Ach, Shevei, Kroh, Li, Surah. The Torah was master of Avodah Zorah. The Torah called it a chashuv of a thing. That no matter how small it is, you can't have a law, enjoy the Avodah Zorah. So, Melech, Pehoitzoy, Shabbos, also the Isser is Machshavit. So, Drashi, I, we learned before Fakir. We heard it now, we learned before. Kol Shein, the Koshel Atzniyah, we had a mission before, in the beginning of Matzniyah. Anything that's not Koshel Atzniyah means people don't hide it. It's not a chashuv of a thing that people that are hard care about. If you carry it out, you put it on Shabbos. The Kimna, we zet finally Gemara, what is the Mishnah saying? Lamutei Atzei Asherah. That Atzei Asherah is something people don't care about. You have no use. It's also about no. So if you carry out Atzei Asherah before you add your potter, the Chur, according to Yehudi, you chayiv. Because Atzei Asherah is not much to avoid the Zorah itself, the Asherah. If you carry out the avoid the Zorah, you should be chayiv according to Rabbi Yehuda. So Drashi Enechanam, Midulei Krab Yehuda. It's machoikis. As the Mishnah before was going, it has to be something that we use, we're machshav for our own use. Something we're going to use. So Atzei Asherah we have no use from. It's not choshev. We carry on Shabbos Yipater. Here Rabbi Yehuda is saying a new svarah. Even though we have no use from it, but since the Torah was machshev it, the Torah puts chivas to it. That's enough to be mechayiv for. Because anything the Torah gave such an iser, la'yidak miyot kamuma, it's aser. Shall be what about other isuri hanor? Akol b'adam avodah zorah. You see the Torah gave such a big iser of la'yidak miyot kamuma. Any little bit you can't have enough from. There's no shear. So that's the dove choshev that he carried out on Shabbos according to Yehudi Yechayim. Something more. Pilpeles kol shul amai chazi. What do you use a pepper? What does it use a kol shul, a small amount? What do you use it for? And the Gemara, the reyecha peh. People that have a bad odor in their mouth, they put this pilpola in the mouth, and that makes the odor smell good. So see, it's not our pepper, some type of a pepper that's good for this purpose. Itroin kol shul. Mishnah also, itroin is also even a kol shul with chayim. So the moral of my chazi, what he uses it for? Litzel chosa. So chosa tzrashi koyev chatzi rush. You have a migraine headache. You have a headache on one side of the head. So itron is a good remedy for it. So therefore people take itron, and write even a small amount of itron takes away your migraine headache. So therefore it's another choshev. And people hide it. So if you take it out on Shabbat, you chayev for the small shir. Minei besonim kolshe. You carry out different types of perfume, you chayev for kolshe. Why push it? Because you could use it. No matter how small the perfume is, it smells and you could use it. Tan Rabbanan, Hamoitzi Reyach Ra. Somebody carries out for care, something that smells bad. It's also kol shu. Yechayev in a kol shu. Shemin toiv, if you carry out good oil, shemin toiv, is kol shu. Argmoin, kol shu. Carry out argmoin, trashi, it's a tzva type of a dye. She toivim by argmoin. The time of law is spar, it doesn't say what the reason is, a type of a dye. Oli Nira, Shigam hu royal areich. Agmon, even though it's type of a dye, but it's also used to smell. But since you can smell it, that smelling is a smorum. No matter how small it is, it's usable. You can have enough from it, you'll be chayiv. Ubesula taverid, that means a rose that didn't open up yet. So that's your olah shaverid, a bochur achas. Bochur achas, maybe only one leaf of the rose is achas. How much do you have to one leaf? If you have one leaf of a rose, that's chashuv to be chayiv for. By supposure you could smell it, it gives off perfume, one leaf of the rose. For that yichayah, that's a choshev b'shir. Rashi says, what's the reyach ra? I'm only using it to take away them, to take away mazikim. Rashi says, shemashtin ben chulin. They smoke up either chulin or else tinoikis. They're going chiltis. La reyach mi olav mazikim. To throw away from them the mazikim should go away, to make some bad perfume there, to throw away the mazikim. That's also chashuv. People use even a small amount of bad perfume is usable. So you chayv if you carry it out on Shabbos. Right. Minei matchis kolshein. You carry out type of metal, you chayv even on a kolshein. So the moral of my chosin, what can use a small piece of metal? Tanya Rav Shimon ben Elazar weiner, she can roar lasses and meno darvin cotton. You can make a small like pike, something you use to move the animal. You want to lead the animals, you like to poke the animals to make it move. No matter how small the piece of metal is, you can use it to poke the animal to make it move. So maybe it has some chashivas to it. Turn around, Bonin. Somebody says Harayalai was an Isser to Rashi the Bedek Abayis. He wants to be Maktish or something to the Bedek Abayis. And he says in Loshon Harayalai Barzel, I'm going to be Machayiv myself to give Barzel to the Beis HaMikdash. Is how much is he, how much Barzel is the Mechuyah to give? The Chur of Pshat is, you have to give the least amount that's Royi to use in the Beis HaMikdash. So what's the least amount of Barzel that's usable in the Bedek Abayis? So you could say, when I meant to be Machayiv myself to give Barzel to the Bedek Abayis, I meant this small piece of Barzel. Because it's usable. Pshit, if you give something that's not usable at all, that's not what you meant. Use Lichem meant to say, and give something that Hegdish should use. So what's the smallest amount that's usable by Hegdish? Is Acherim Oimrim Lo Yivchois Me'ama Al'ama. You have to give the size of an Amma by Nama, a pretty big piece of metal. As in some trees 18 inches by 18 inches, some trees it's 24 by 24 inches. You have to get a big piece of metal. So the Marlo Maichazi, even this piece of metal, an Amma by an Amma, what is it used for? Omer Rabbi Yosef Lekal Yoruf. They're on top of the Beis HaMikdash used to put pieces of metal, Beis an Amma by Nama, and they used to have spikes sticking out on it. Because they that the Orphim, the bird, should not rest on top of the Beis HaMikdash. The B'davka wanted the top of the roof of the Beis HaMikdash should be pointed like needles sticking up, so that the bird should not rest, it's not covered, the bird should be on top of the Beis HaMikdash. So they used to put planks, a piece of metal, a sheet of metal, an Amma by Nama, and inside used to be sticking up nails. That's what they put on top of the roof. The metal shear of an Amma Nama is something that's usable in the Beis HaMikdash. The Kayur, and he could be Amma Yachir Maimrim, Lo Yivchas Mikal Yoruf. They say directly, don't bring less Barzel that's used for Kal Yoruf. The Kama, what's the shear? Am Rav Yosef Amra Lama, that's the shear. So Trashi, the Kal Yoruf, Tabloyes Shal Amma, planks of Amma, Ho Yu Oysin, Vein Chadna, very sharp, Kisakin, like knives, he was saying, on the Smorim Chadin Bakul, and they had a lot of needles going up on them. The Mechafen Ben Gag used to cover up the whole roof of the Beis HaMikdash, Shel Hechel, Limnoyes Orvim Aliyeshev. It wasn't nice that the Orvim, the bird, should rest on top of the roof, so he used to put this to scare away the Orvim. Right? Nechoshes. Somebody says, I'm Mechayim myself to give Nechoshes to the Beit HaGabayis. How much kappa does he have to give? Is Lo Yivchois Mimo. Kesef. You have to give the shear of a more kesef. Trashi more kesef. Nechoshes, how much kappa do you have to give? Shove more kesef. The amount of kappa that's going to be worth a more kesef. A certain, that's a coin, a silver coin. Tanya Rabbi Lezer Weimer. Lo yivchos mi tinura ketana. Shon nechoshes. Don't give a small tinura or a small trashi mazli cotton. A small fork. That's the shear to give. You have a kappa, small fork. That's what's ruined. For the Gemara, my Chazi, what could the Beis HaMikdash, what could the Beis HaKabayis do with a small fork? They could use it for the menorah. They could pick up the old wicks. They'll clean out the new neiris. They'll clean it out. They could use like a fork to clean out the neiris, so it's usable, even a small fork. Right. The Mishnah says if you have the dust that comes out of the what the worms eat on the swarm, or the worms eat on the covers of the swarm, that's turned geniza, therefore on Shabbos Yechayi for it. Om Rav Yehuda, Mekak the Sifri Tachuch. You should know the name of the worm that eats up the swarm, it's called Tachuch. That's the name of it. The Shiroi, what's the name of the worm that eats up Shiroi and eats up a silk? Evila. It was all right when what she say starts off. Not sure. I remember the makak the sifri. Kind of don't forget makak the sifri. Makak, that's the name of the worm that eats up sperm. Techach tishroi. Techach is the name that eats up silk. V'ilo d'inzi. V'ilo is the name that eats up the grapes. That's the name of the worm that eats up the grapes. Opeh d'teini. Peh is the name of the worm that eats up the figs. V'ho d'rimoini. V'ho is the name of the worm that eats up the pomegranate. And kule sakanta. Shno the rule of sakon if eat them. Shrashi sakonta means loichon. Whoever eats them, it's a sakona. Who Talmid of the Talmud, Rabbi Yosef came to Rabbi Yechim, sitting in front of Rabbi Yechim. Have you called Tainis?